be the most advanced security system.
I'm sure no one saw that coming.
Okay, we wouldn't be heroes of the storm without the heroes. Our newest additions to the Nexus honors the fallen warrior who recently made the world of sacrifice. Varian and Rakdos are coming to the Nexus from World of Warcraft.
Hey, welcome to AnimeCons TV. I'm Patrick.
This is Steven and Lindsay.
We're on our way back from BlizzCon 2016. We're in the middle of California somewhere, headed north from Anaheim. We just passed all the cows. It's stinky. BlizzCon was not stinky, though.
BlizzCon was awesome.
This was awesome. This was my fifth BlizzCon in person. Eighth, if you count the virtual tickets. What about you guys?
Third.
Third? In person?
In person.
Nice. Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, BlizzCon is a convention from Blizzard Entertainment that focuses on their games, which are World of Warcraft, Diablo,
StarCraft,
Overwatch,
Heroes of the Storm,
and Hearthstone, and Lost Vikings.
No, doesn't really count.
They had a display.
Yeah, it was their 25th anniversary, so they made it a small deal about that. Not as big as they could have, really. And it was the 10th BlizzCon, and the 20th anniversary of Diablo, and the 10th of something. Wasn't it?
I think it was the 10th BlizzCon, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was the 10th BlizzCon.
But it wasn't the 10th anniversary, because they started in, 2005.
But they skipped a year or so.
They skipped a couple years.
Yeah. So, what did you guys do at the con?
We test played the new Hearthstone expansion.
Several times.
I beat Patrick!
Yeah. Worst Hearthstone player in the world right here.
What else did we do? We saw some panels, we saw the opening ceremony, we saw the costume contest and the talent show thing.
We saw the Weird Al concert.
Oh yeah,
wraps up with a concert every year. This year was Weird Al. And this was the third or fourth time I've seen the concert. It's always amazing.
Definitely the best concert we've seen at BlizzCon to date.
And I had wondered if he was going to do any custom stuff because it's BlizzCon. The only thing that was really customized to BlizzCon was his intro. Mm. He did the first song walking in from his trailer out back, and they had cosplayers dancing in the background, the big, impressive costumes.
Like they had a big Reinhardt.
It seemed like all the ones from the costume contest the day before.
Yeah, the best from that. I watched some of the StarCraft tournaments, including the finals. It just makes me realize how terrible I am at StarCraft. Because these people are flying around the maps, managing all their resources, and I can barely keep up just watching them. And they're figuring out how to do this, and it's just so impressive to watch.
All of the games, you have the best of the best players competing. Overwatch, Hearthstone, Heroes.
Overwatch.
World of Warcraft.
Overwatch, they had a big arena built inside one of the halls. And so it was hard to get in there because the space was limited. But StarCraft was actually in the Anaheim Convention Center arena. It was huge. That's a big venue.
They've had it there all the times we've gone.
Last time I went, it was just like the Hearthstone. They had the stage and the isolation booths at the front, and that was it. And, World of Warcraft didn't have much of a presence this year. There was a small little area to play, and they were doing challenges.
There was nothing,
play for an hour.
Yeah, there's nothing new. So
yeah, they already had the expansion release.
StarCraft itself had a very small area outside of the arena.
Yeah. real the little tavern.
Diablo had Diablo 1 and Diablo 2 playable as part of the 20-year celebration.
Which we played Diablo 1. I never played Diablo 1, played Diablo 2.
I don't know how you went through life with never playing Diablo 1.
I crashed their system.
And Lindsay crashed the computer. Good job, Lindsay.
Yeah, and then I immediately died because I chose Sorceress, and she's apparently not very good in Diablo 1. It was very difficult to use.
He?
Okay, it's a girl in Diablo 2, so really confused about that. Whatever, it was hard to play.
Yeah, it was buggy. It was not playing well. Turns out that a 20-year-old video game does not play well on modern computers.
Although they are going to put Diablo 1 inside Diablo 3.
They announced that there's going to be a special like anniversary filter, which will intentionally reduce the frame rate. And the number of directions you can move, and the number
it'll pixelate everything.
Which,
I don't know why. Just fix Diablo 1 so it runs on modern computers. Why even bother?
I wonder if it's a licensing thing, because you can still buy Diablo 2 from Blizzard direct right now and play it, and it's already been patched to run on modern computers. But that was, I think, when they were technically owned by someone else. I don't know. It might be something weird.
Yeah. Did you play any Heroes of the Storm?
No, we didn't do any of the other playtesting. It seemed like they were kind of long lines, so we just skipped it. And a lot of the
Overwatch lines were crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff's being patched. Like, it's going on the PTR, you know, next week, so, eh.
And Overwatch was clearly the most popular all of the games.
They said it has 20 million players now, so that's insane. That's double WoW at its peak, I think, because WoW got like what, maybe 12 million?
Mm-hmm. 12 or 14.
Yeah.
And they had the Darkmoon Fair upstairs, which was just a crowded mess.
Oh, you should have seen it during the voice actor panel. It was insane.
Yeah, they had the voice actor panel on one side of the room instead of putting it in a separate room, which I didn't get. They had pin trading up there, and the people who are obsessed with pin collecting were crowded that half of the room.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they could work out something at the convention center to actually have encourage more people to go outside to do their trading into the hallway, but I don't know, fire codes and stuff. Because that room was packed.
It did seem very weird that all the voice actor stuff was on the third floor. But then the panel stage downstairs, which was much larger, hosted much less popular content.
Yeah.
Which, in the past, they did have the voice acting stage downstairs in the main exhibit. I don't know why this time they moved it upstairs. It just seemed like kind of a bad idea.
Yeah, and the developer stuff was downstairs. And
which...
People would rather... clearly people would rather...
Probably, yeah.
But... Since I had been there 5 years, was it 5 years? I don't know, 5 years, 2011. Since I was last there, I think I did a report for the podcast, but it's expanded upstairs and downstairs. The store is downstairs now, registration's downstairs. When I first got there, though, I went through the bag check line, went over to registration, which turns out I had left the secured area. And after I got out of registration, I had to go back through the bag check line.
Which, if you went to merchandise, that was really annoying.
Yeah. And also, they're doing bag checks, but they gave everybody big goodie boxes, and they weren't checking them. So you could put something in that box. Saying you should, but...
It was pretty clear that the bag check was not a security measure, but a you're-not-allowed-to-bring-outside-food measure.
I could have put food... I could have had a picnic in that box.
Oh, yeah. No, they weren't checking, like, the big bag, a big Overwatch bag we got. They didn't check that.
Yeah. It was just going through the motions.
It was annoying, and they really...
Did they have that last year?
They did, but they had it inside, so pretty much...
It was right before you got into the exhibit hall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what they were doing before. They'd do the badge check and any bags.
Yeah, and that made more sense, and it was less of a cluster.
Outside the convention center, they had food trucks for days. I don't know how many food trucks there were, but the entire block of that convention center way filled with food trucks.
They always, at least when we've gone, they've always had like an outdoor party there.
Yeah, they did on Friday night.
Yeah. There was a stage at the end.
This was like the Diablo party, because it's Diablo anniversary. Last year was the World of Warcraft anniversary.
I think so, yeah. Like the 10th anniversary.
So that'd be 2 years.
I know, 2 years.
Anyway.
Whatever it was.
But that was good because it reduced the crowds at the food vendors inside the convention center and at the Hilton Hotel, which when I was there last, I didn't really go off site to get anything to eat. So lots of amazing cosplay. I mean, we mentioned some during the Weird Al, but yeah, you cosplayed, that was awesome. There's pictures.
There's pictures.
There's not very many cosplayers at BlizzCon typically.
Yeah, it's
but
not
the ones that are there are usually amazing.
Yeah, it's certainly not as high a percentage of cosplayers as you'd find at an anime con or a comic con. But yeah, a lot of the ones there are top notch. Like Frank Hippolito, who people might know from Face Off on Sci-Fi, he was there with some Murlocs that he made. Like, hunched over, full on.
They made sound. When I walked by later, they actually played a sound. It's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. I had a ton of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to bring up?
It's an amazing experience. If you can go and you care about Blizzard games, you should go.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a fight to get a ticket.
Oh.
It's one of those cons.
Yeah. They limit it to
26,000?
Yeah. It's a small number. Well, relatively small.
Yeah. But for the amount, I mean, there's 20 million people playing Overwatch. Ever since Overwatch.
And they give you so much for it. I mean, you get the goodie bag.
Oh, yeah.
You get to see all the content.
There's posters you can get signed.
Constant posters. We came home with a stack of posters like that are all autographed.
Yeah, and they're free.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the Hearthstone trading cards. Yeah. And they gave a coin for Diablo.
Yeah, if you played Diablo, you got an anniversary coin.
Oh.
Now Patrick's sad.
Well, I have Diablo because it came free with my year subscription to World of Warcraft. I have not played it once. I played Diablo 2 for a while. But Diablo 3, meh. It doesn't interest me.
It's because they don't have druids in Diablo 3.
No one
and
cares
I told
about
them
druids,
that.
Man.
And they said somebody else said the same thing. So
wise. No one cares.
They're going to put a druid in there just for me.
But yeah, the goodie bag was this big, like, toolbox size box that had a stein, had D&D dice, a World of Warcraft coaster.
Had an inflatable Reinhardt
hammer. There's one thing from each game, and then the stein was like for...
screen cleaner.
Yeah.
And then a guitar pick for
Heroes
of the Storm. There's a keychain, too. The Diablo D&D dice I'm going to use on my D&D
dice. Are they good dice, too? A good heavy dice?
They're plastic, but they look nice. And they have a nice little leather type bag.
That works.
Yeah, so that was
I
a
did.
Big step up from the last goodie bag I got from... because we went, we get the in-game items, too.
Oh, yeah, little pets and stuff.
Yeah. I did hear from some of the staff, there's a lot of discussion about whether or not it's going to go 3-day.
They mentioned that several times.
Mostly because of the number of tournaments. I mean, it's to the point now where Saturday, because the con is weird. It's only Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday is pretty much nothing but tournament finals. And they're so close together that if one tournament runs long, everything cascades.
Like
horribly.
Last year with Heroes taking forever.
Yeah, Heroes ran an hour
WoW
and a half
tournament.
Long.
Yeah.
So the World of Warcraft tournament, which followed it, couldn't even start until 2 hours later and ended up running past con close.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And they're lucky that it was 4-0 for the South Korean team in Overwatch. if they planned for 7 games, that ended quick. StarCraft, I think, went to 6 games. It's 4-2.
I think it takes some time to learn how long an average match is.
And, you know, with, like, StarCraft, it depends on the map.
Yeah.
If they're playing one map, it's small, it could be over in a couple minutes, but another one, 15 minutes, so. They're not professional con organizers, but they must hire some, because just the atmosphere of this con is amazing.
It's great, and
the con is easily the most beautiful convention. The entire convention is lit with stage lighting, which still blows my mind that they stage lit like, what, 400,000 square feet or however massive that convention center? Yeah. That's insane.
Well, given the $200 price for the tickets, they can afford to do it.
Plus, was it 300?
Yeah, it was 300.
Like 300. It was
300.
Yeah.
Oh. Deal.
Or the charity tickets,
you got the charity tickets.
Yeah,
Didn't get to say hi.
And plus, there's all the virtual tickets too, so that even if you can't physically attend the convention, you can still watch streams of 90% of the content. There are certain you can't see the voice actor stage, which some attendees were.
Yeah, because they had that Darkwood Fair. It's a really...
Well, even in the past, they've never streamed voice acting stuff. They've always streamed like the panel stage and the main stage and like the tournament still streamed.
The main events. So even if you were at home, you got to watch Weird Al, which that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Just for the virtual ticket, and you get all the in-game goodies.
Yeah.
Just don't get.
And you can buy the goodie bag.
You can buy the goodie bag. It wasn't included.
That was only like $40 or something.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
The rest of the merchandise is overpriced. And you have to wait in line for an hour just to pick it up.
Well, I had to wait in line to buy it.
Confused when they know that they're going to have, 20,000 plus people on site who are going to buy a lot of stuff.
And they run
and they
out on
never
Friday.
Bring enough merchandise.
Yes,
they always are gone. Like Friday morning, most of it is sold out. You're like, what happened?
I had ordered the Overwatch League shirt on their, Blink.
The Blink, yeah.
Where you can order it online and go pick it up. It's supposed to make it so you don't have to wait in line so long. Mm-hmm. The line was just as long as the other line. And when I went to pick it up, they said, oh yeah, we're out of that size. Is double XL okay? I'm like, no, that's not my size.
Yeah.
If it was okay, maybe I would have ordered that. And so they said, well, is it a different shirt you want? I asked about a different shirt. Oh, we're out of that too. Is double XL okay? I'm like, it's still not okay. And so I said, okay, can I get my money back? Because I already paid through this. And they're like, you gotta go wait in that line.
Oh.
So I'd already waited for an hour, and I had to go wait in the return line. Fortunately, that one only took me 10 minutes to get through. And they refunded my money, but then after some searching, they actually found one of the shirts. So I got probably the last shirt they had.
Wow.
But, what a fiasco. I thought, oh, Blink, I could just go get my shirt, go.
It's the same way everywhere. They have the Traders Outpost upstairs in the Darkmoon Fair, which has pretty much just like the Funko Pop stuff. Yeah. And a friend wanted us to go and look to see if we could get him some limited edition pop that they were going to have there. And they hand you the sheet, which has all of the things they have for sale, and half of it is covered already and sold out. And this is like, halfway through the first day.
Yeah. Oh, and also in the Dark Moon Fair, they hit the machines.
The capsule
machines. Yeah. And there's just people lined up crazy. Just to get up there and put all their coins in.
Oh god, there was a guy that
He spent $50.
He spent $50 to get all these little capsules.
Well,
okay.
Well, I will give him credit. It's cute. So the way it works for those is you can't use your own coins. You have to buy the coins from them, and they're the Hearthstone coins. It's actually adorable.
Oh, I see what they're doing. They want people to walk home with the coins.
Yeah.
That's just profit there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else to add? You haven't touched your frozen yogurt.
I'm going to later.
Steven and I are done.
Yes.
Sven's done too.
It's BlizzCon's, at least for me, my favorite convention to go to. It's always fun. You get to meet. If you enjoy Blizzard games, you get to meet like-minded people. So we had several conversations with do you remember back in Vanilla WoW when we used to do this?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Member Barry?
Remember Chewbacca? Remember Mancrick's wife?
Remember Wurtz's
wife? It's good to see a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, including my cousin, who I haven't seen in almost 2 years. And ran into Tom Merritt, who's on every other podcast.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
One of my favorites of the year. I give him a lot of credit for being, a blatantly corporate show. Let's not sugarcoat it.
Oh, yeah.
This is a business venture.
And it's for profit.
And it's for profit. Yeah. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But see, for profit cons can be lots of fun.
Yeah. And I've been to two stinker cons this year, and this is not one of them. This is amazing. So, yeah, I'd love to go back, and we need to get home so I can play some Blizzard games right now, because...
Yes.
Yeah. You need work in cosplay.
You try Diablo 3.
Good cons really inspire you to do stuff. So, no, I'm not playing Diablo 3.
I need to find someone to play Diablo 3.
I need to play more Overwatch.
Okay, yeah, you can play Overwatch. Yeah. You should play Overwatch.
All right, if you were a BlizzCon, probably not, but if you were, call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUITE, 762-233-7828, or email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel for con reports and all sorts of other con-related stuff. I've got one more con report for this year. It's that con in Oakland. What's the name of it?
No idea.
Oh, that's right. They run Kraken Con. So, let's see. Next week, we have a feedback episode with Elizabeth. So, get your questions in. But then after that, it's Kraken Con's report. So, yeah, if you're in Oakland... what are the dates of Kraken Con?
November 18th through 20th.
18th through 20th. Check it out. I'll be there. I'm doing a panel on Sunday. Probably about podcasting. I'll write that description for you soon. Right. Thanks for watching, everyone. See you next time. We're